Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K's Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for Happy New Year. And instead of talking about all my New Year's resolutions, I thought I'd give you five useful tips for ways to change your habits. And this is a hard one for me because I'm a very slow to change person. I don't know about you guys, but it takes me a while to adopt a new habit. And I think I have some bad habits this year that I want to work on for next year. So I want to talk to you about the five things that are most important for me to work on and how I'm planning to change my bad habits. So bad habit number one that I'm working on is getting out of my email inbox. I feel like I'm drowning in email all the time. And the fact that I have my emails visible on my phone makes it even more addictive and hard for me to get out of my inbox. We spend so much time checking emails, and I feel like emails are so reactive. I'm always looking at other people's agendas. OPA, other people's agendas. When they're throwing me email after email after email, I never get to think about what I want to think about, what I want to do, where I want my mind to be. And it's because emails make you very reactive. If I spend 2 hours and clear my inbox, maybe I'd have to spend like 24 hours actually. There's so many emails. But if I took that time and then I sat down and actually looked at how many emails were useful, pertinent, and mandatory that I deal with, this is probably about 5% out of the 95% of junk, you know, emails that are just repetitive, emails that are asking inquiries that are not important, emails that other people could handle for me. And if you guys have the ability to get this kind of a virtual helper in your life to help you with your email inbox, I highly recommend it. We've turned it into an art and a science. We've developed templates. We have a system of drafting emails for really important things. So we go back and forth. We've learned each other's voices. So she's learned my voice when I reply a casual, professional, or very serious email. And it's just been really great. I highly recommend that you get your head out of your inbox. It's really important. We waste too much creative energy and time. Like, I don't have any more creative energy after I've spent 2 hours, 3 hours in email back and forth in a day. If you actually clock it, it's a ridiculous amount of time. This year, that's another big goal, is to just filter down the emails that I need to read and take that creative energy and use it somewhere else. When you're looking at your inbox, think of it like doing laundry. It's a very hard habit to break, to stop checking it constantly and keeping up with it. But imagine if you did laundry like that, one email at a time, one sock at a time. Go to, you know, take 5 minutes and discover another sock, and then there's an underwear, and then there's a leggings, like every 10 minutes, another piece of laundry to do. You'd go insane. We don't do that. We batch our laundry. So 3 times a day at the beginning of the day, and we're looking for fires to put out, emergencies and critical things. Then we're answering those and leaving all the rest for later. Then we're attacking the email for an hour in the middle of the day, knocking out the replies. Phone calls come first. Always make all your phone calls at the beginning of the day and then knock out all your replies. Then your second time you're checking is a little bit after lunch. Your last time you're checking is that 4 o'clock, 4:30 time spot. So, okay, we've taken care of the email in 3 big loads instead of doing laundry every hour of the day. Imagine the insanity. So that's one big habit I'm going to break, is even more weaning my dependency on checking in emails and having to be up to date and thinking about other people's agendas, and instead listening to my creative voice and doing more of what I want to do. Another bad habit I want to break. Every year I tell myself I'm going to exercise more, do more, you know, conditioning, weight training. This is going to be the year that I get accountability, because I was good for a while, but I'm the kind of person that's all or none, and I can't go part way. And you have to figure out what kind of person you are. So when I'm dieting, I'm like a perfect angel and I can't be tempted by anything. And when I have splurges, that's it. I fall off the train completely, just get derailed completely. So figure out what kind of person you are. And if you're all or none, there's no harm in that, but schedule yourself little breaks. So it'll be like 5 days good, weekdays. Saturday and Sunday, you get a break cheat day. Or 3 weeks of being really good with a good habit. And then giving yourself, you know, a 4-day break. So figure out if you're that kind of person or you're an everyday consistent. Doesn't matter if you have a little falling off track, you still can stick with your goals. If you're blessed to be like that, then that's even better. You're 80% good every day and 20% little inconsistencies. I think that's a reasonable way to approach life. But I am going to grow muscles this year. I've said it publicly. Now I've said it out loud. One way to make sure you get your goals is to declare them loudly to your friends, your colleagues, your family, your support group. Once you say it out loud, you literally manifest it and it's going to happen because they will ask you about it. They'll hold you accountable. You will feel like now you have to be accountable. And so that's a good technique, is to declare your intention. I think I'm going to have to get a coach because that's probably the best way to start out in the gym, to learn the muscles, to learn the techniques, to make sure I don't have bad form. And then also to just force me to show up. And then you spend the money and you make it worth it, right? You got to put some skin in the game. What's another bad habit I'm going to get over? I think I have a very bad habit of hitting the snooze button repeatedly. I actually even unconsciously set my alarm a few minutes earlier than I have to get up because I know I like the act of rebellion of hitting the snooze button and still not getting out of bed and feeling like I am cheating and having those extra minutes. So I'm going to change my psychology because, number one, I'm sleeping on the right side of my face every time I hit the snooze button. Then I'm getting these face crinkles and creases, and my right eyelid is dragging, so that sucks. And that's all because of the snooze button, because I roll over on the right, and then I keep sleeping all smush-faced. Girls, ladies, gents, don't sleep on your face. This year, I'm designing a beautiful sleep pillow to help combat that for all of us. Yay! And that's an important thing for me, is to lay on my back the whole night. I'm really good all night long, but my prototype pillow has a little groove cut out for my head. It helps me, but then the snooze button sabotages me. So I'm going to move the alarm clock to the other side of the room. I'm also going to follow the technique of one of my other good friends who recommended drinking a ton of water at night. I don't drink all day because I'm busy running around. So when I do hydrate at night, then you really got to pee first thing in the morning. So right after you get out of bed and you got to go run pee, don't go back to bed. Just start doing something. So if you have that tendency to, like, where you have a little mini bladder like me and you cannot hold it and you got to go run pee in the morning, take advantage of that and do some habit coupling. Habit coupling is this technique where you couple two habits together so it makes it easier to remember and do. So for example, putting my alarm clock across the room and then running to go pee, and then I've already done two things in combination that are really good habits, and then I'm going to just hit the third and fourth thing. I think that's a great technique. My third thing is going to be running down to the treadmill once I'm awake for like 20 minutes of a, you know, nice aerobic little walk or something in the morning. I'm going to try to do that this year. Let's see how successful I am. I think I can do it. It's really a motivational mindset change because you feel like a sloth during Christmas and holidays, and then New Year's you feel sluggish, and then it's time to like pick your ass up, get back on a schedule, and do the things you want to do. I'm a better human when I'm busy, when I'm getting up, when I'm doing lots of activities, when my day is jam-packed, because I just don't say no. I do, perform. But then it's like an Energizer bunny, then your battery just dies. My other number four good habit that I'm going to work on is actually practicing what I preach. Because very often I want to do these things like take a lot of supplements that are really good for my mitochondria and for improving antioxidant potential. I bought all this stuff, but I have this, like I said, all or none personality. So sometimes I'm all in, I'm taking like 10 different antioxidants and supplements in a day, and then I will just quit. For whatever reason, something in me is like, nope, not putting another pill in my mouth this week. And so I'm really trying to look at that side of me that's so rebellious. It's funny how we each have in us an angel and a devil, and sometimes it's hard to control one of them. And I think finding that balance is critical, but I'm going to try and get back to my discipline side. Discipline is everything. Discipline, as Ryan Holiday says, is destiny. The Stoics believe that. Discipline is destiny. And it doesn't really matter what you're born with as far as wealth or talent or intelligence. It's really, truly the discipline and the application of doing things every day that's going to wield you into a strong and solid force in the universe. And so discipline is one of the things that I'm really going to work on. And that includes with taking my supplements, with using my skincare. Of course, I'm obsessed with good skincare. But lately, I'm completely ignoring treating my melasma. The other day, I looked in the mirror. I was like, wow, it's really getting a lot of melasma. And I think sitting in front of a warm fireplace has actually triggered some of my melasma because the heat turns on melanin production. And so I'm going to be better about taking care of my skin with monthly microneedlings, actually using some of the products which I have on my counter, which I stop and start. And then just consistency. Consistency is key. That goes hand in hand with discipline. My other big goal for this year, and a bad habit I'm breaking, is the habit of scrolling on my phone. It's another vapid, low energy, low creativity waste of my time and your time. And we all do it. And we need that little mental break. You know, sometimes you just need to decompress and scroll and sit at lunch and like not talk to anybody in the companionship of all your friends and colleagues who are scrolling. But I just think it's become such a brain drain. Social media itself becoming a little bit of a brain drain. And it's making me forget my inner voice. That's the most important thing that I want to rediscover is my inner voice. What do I think? I don't even know what I think anymore. Sometimes I'm just all about scrolling and reacting and responding and doing what's trending and being like everyone else. And it's exhausting. It's freaking exhausting. And it's also so important to turn it off every once in a while and just leave your phone at home while you go for a long walk and feel the liberation. Really just feel it. I'm grateful to have such an amazing staff and team who helps me at the office with social media. So I have the ability to periodically take a little break and not look at it all day for 24, 48 hours miraculously. And I just find when I come back to it that it's very refreshing. And also makes it feel kind of flat when I look at it. Sometimes when you're in it and you're scrolling and you're checking it all the time, it's like it's alive. It's very interesting. It's got a personality. It's all these people coming into a chat room with you. But when you take a break away from it and then you look at it, it feels like very flat and not so engaging and like a bunch of people showing off to each other. And I'm just really feeling over that. I'm going to make a big effort this year to make my social media more about connecting with people and mentoring people, going through a process, the process of being a wife, a woman, a mother of four. Like, how do you raise kids that are decent in this day and age? And how do you start a business on your own? How do you overcome your fear of being a great injector? And how do you get out there and present on a stage? All these things, I have a wealth of experience that I at least can share with my friends and colleagues and followers around the world who, if it gives you a little grain of insight, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm going to do it for. Because I wish I had someone like that who had given me some insights along the way. All throughout my life, I've had people who've been role models and people who have looked up to, who were also women, also surgeons, also running practices and businesses. And that's been life-changing. Without that, I don't think I could have done it because I needed the motivation and the inspiration of engaging with those people and knowing that if they could do it, I could do it. So that's what I'm going to do this year is a little bit more of showing myself and showing that to everybody so that I can feel I'm putting worth and value into the universe. The last one is the idea of being more experiential and less materialistic, less about getting things and more about doing things. So this year, I really want to take time to be present and be alive and engage in more activities with people that I like to hang out with getting rid of all the energy vampires in my life and really just hanging out and having good experiences and fun things that I'll never get to do again with these people at this time in my life. I want to do that more this year, more experiences. And so I'm never interested in buying purses and handbags and stuff, but I am very interested in going to retreats and meetings and hikes and nature and the wonders of the world and, you know, taking my kids to see these things. This year going to Brazil, it was a blessing to take my family as well and to show them the huge stage that we lectured on. It was a very proud moment for me. I'm hoping to do more of that this year, and especially with the girl bosses that I work with at work, because that is so fun when you can bring your entire team along to meetings and trips and experiences. And I'm hoping that you guys will find time in your life to make experiences as well. And think about the few goals that you have, like what are your life goals? And you cannot stop. I'm not stopping now that this year I have a podcast that's doing so well. It has 1.6 million downloads this year, which is crazy. We never thought we'd be so successful. We have a skincare line that's doing really well on its own and growing every day. We have a really great social media platform set up. And, you know, lecturing around the world has been a thrill and a pleasure. But it's not that I'm going to stop. Once you lose your goals and your ambitions and your drive, life dries up and you become emotionless and you don't celebrate anymore. And so it's always about pushing to the next bigger, better goal and having the desire to change things and make the world around you better. So think about it for yourself. Like, what are your really big life goals? I know I'm going to write a book. I have it in me to write a book one of these days. When I get to goal number three, discipline, I'm going to sit down in the mornings and write every day. I love reading. I love writing. It's something I've let go of, but that is definitely one of my life goals, writing a book. I'm going to paint and do more art, and I'm going to enjoy more of my creative side. That is something I really look forward to this year. I hope that you guys will take a few minutes to be introspective for yourself and really analyze what are your bad habits that you hate and want to change, and really anchor those habits with another habit that you find easier to do. So habit batching, it's a great technique to make sure you get your goals. Always we get better, we grow, we learn, we mature. We have hopes and ambitions. And I wish health and happiness to each and every one of you out there. Don't forget to come visit me if you're ever in Los Angeles. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare, so many blog posts that we've written, and a wealth of information. We love you. Stay beautiful.